Begin by getting into a comfortable seated position. Lovingly close your eyes and turn your awareness to your breath. Feel a sense of expansion on every inhale and release on every exhale. Stomach and ribcage expand as you breathe in and contract as you breathe out. Tuning in to a sense of flow within you. Your ability to connect with the flow of the universe through your breath. So too, as nature has its cycles, the moon, the ocean, the seasons, we are not exempt. We too have cycles in our lives. We can choose non-resistance. We can let our oars lift up as our boat travels down the river, downstream with the current. Or we can fight and try to paddle against the current. Which would you rather? Traveling with ease in your life, flowing just as the cycles do? Or something with more resistance? Which in your body feels better? We naturally align more with a sense of desiring ease. Even if it's been foreign to us most of our lives, it is just as natural as the rest of the world around us. It's what water does, it's what plants do. So too are humans meant to live in flow, in harmony. It's safe for us to lift up the oars and let the boat carry us down the river of life without having to force anything. We can relax through ease and grace. All things are possible when we allow ourselves to go with the current, floating effortlessly as we trust in life. We trust in nature, in the earth, and in each other. We trust in the universe. And we know that when we let go, and when we allow whatever comes our way, embracing everything with love, then, so too, as nature gives way to cycles, we find ourselves in a position of ease. Transitions no longer become scary. They become just as natural as breathing. You have every right to be in a state of flow. To flow with life, to flow with ease. You are supported in this. The laws of the universe support you in ease. Flow in grace. When you let go and allow the highest, most loving outcome, whatever it may be, giving up the notion that you know what's best and trusting the universe does. life does. And you're here to flow and play your part. Not to force anything into being, but to simply be. To be love and to flow love. You begin to imagine yourself standing in the center of a wide open field. At the edges of the field are tall trees, all different shapes, colors, and sizes. You feel bathed in their presence, recognizing the nourishment you both give each other. Tuning into that cycle where you breathe in the oxygen they release and they utilize the carbon dioxide you release. As you tune into that cycle and that flow, a big gust of wind begins to emerge. It starts slow, rustling the leaves, blowing your hair. And then the wind increases. The trees shelter you from most of the wind, and you watch as they sway back and forth high in the sky, but their trunks stay firm. They stay connected to Mother Earth and yet still allow themselves to flow, to bend in the wind with great flexibility and ease. And you recognize the power here, your power. Your ability to stay firmly grounded in who you truly are on a deep soul level. And knowing that in doing so, it's safe for you to flow, to bend in the wind. You recognize that the tree that does not have deep, strong roots and is too rigid is more likely to break. You recognize that in returning to who you are through meditation, connecting to your beautiful soul, tuning into the sense of flow in your breath, the sense of flow in nature, you become one with the cycles of life, with the flow of the universe, firmly grounded and connected to the core of your truth, that you are love, and all is well. You live in a loving universe that you can trust, and you feel a sense of non-resistance towards what's next. Going with the flow. Embracing life with love and open arms, trusting that only your highest, most loving good is always the upcoming outcome, is always the present moment's truth. Take a deep breath in, stomach and ribcage fully expand. Hold your breath at the top, and when you're ready, exhale with a sigh. As you begin to roll your shoulders, wiggle your fingers and toes, really feel the movement in your body. And when you're ready, open your eyes back to the world around you.